You're in the zone, coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim's Razorback Pizza Highway 10 location. Justin Akre, Nate Olson of Sync Weekly. We're going to talk about what's in sync coming up in mere moments. And when he gets done smashing some chicken bacon ranch pizza, we're going to talk to former Razorback star defensive player C.J. McClain, who's been in the zone a couple of times in recent weeks. We look forward to visiting with him here on an off week. And C.J., part of an Arkansas program that has never lost to Mississippi State at home. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't know that was a statistic.
This program has never lost at home. There was a tie, 13-all, in, what was the stat, 93, Matt, is that what we said?
What had to have been before me, of course.
Yeah. It was.
I know you remember that 98 game well over here at War Memorial Stadium, the 8 o'clock kickoff. I think 13-9 was the final maybe in that game.
No, the 98 game was there, right?
Yeah, we
were in. The
99.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, so you would have been gone.
The 98 game was the Laterette game.
Oh, yeah. No, you remember that for a different reason.
Yes, a guy who the charges didn't stick, but the unavailability of his leg did stick, unfortunately.
It
so
did, and we lost that game.
Yeah, Nutt said that he really regretted that.
Yeah.
That he kept him out.
Well, you know, and again, if he had played him, he would have been ridiculed too at the time, but you know, would have worked out fine at the end, which, you know, you guys were obviously, you know, smarting coming off the Tennessee game because that was the next game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember?
Games we lost that year.
Do you remember that road trip over there?
Yes.
So what was the mentality of the team going into that Mississippi State game?
It was still very high. We were still highly motivated towards winning the SEC Championship West Division.
Mm-hmm.
We still had an opportunity to do that if we beat Mississippi State. So we were still focused on going all the way.
But I got to think, I mean, as far as an emotional letdown after the Tennessee game being the way it was, you know, we were looking through the numbers a while ago. It was a few weeks ago. I don't know how I ended up on that. I don't know what I was looking up, but Luke had like 175 yards receiving that day.
Yes.
He had a ridiculous game.
Sure did. A couple 60, 70-yard bombs. He just jumped over two or three people.
I know what it was. It was Travis Henry's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that name will live in infamy now because everybody remembers, you know, the fumble, and, of course, that's what stands out to a lot of people. But you forget about the spectacular performance
after that.
Well, and of the defense for most of the day, and then Henry, they were able to get through. They had to score again, though. People don't remember.
Yes.
The fumble, you know, again, if they hold on the ball, you win. But also they had to go down and score, and and unfortunately, I think there was definitely, you could feel it. I mean, I was at a local sports bar, man, and I know you had a totally different perspective because you're in the middle of the game. But, I mean, it was to watch the air go out of the balloon. I'm in there, and it is rocking. People are screaming. I had actually been at two different sports bars that day covering it, and everybody was going crazy. And then I'm telling you, I'm about to do a live shot, and it was about 3 minutes after the game, and the place had emptied out. There wasn't but five people in there. Everybody was so distraught.
It was pretty sad because you got to think, you know, as far as national championship hopes, that was as close as we had come in almost 25 or 30 years.
Yeah.
So, we were the fans had rallied around us, and they were pretty disappointed.
Did you watch much of the Ole Miss game last week?
Yes, I did.
I was encouraged. How'd you feel?
Very encouraged. I liked the way that the team played. I think that I'm not a critic of coaches at any point because I don't get to watch film and everything and see what the game plan was. But I kind of thought we had an opportunity to win the game had we done a few things a little differently, but that's not my job. So
yeah, there were a couple of offensive plays that I think to the average fan and to guys like you who have a deeper understanding of the game, there were a couple of plays that we were left wondering about. I think everybody understands some of the defensive struggles, you know, poor tackling in space. Talk to me about Brooks Ellis, the young linebacker, from your perspective, a guy that knows a little bit about that.
Well, It's good to see coach bringing in big time recruits, players that can play, athletes that are going to compete in the SEC, and that's what you get with Brooke Ellis.
Yeah,
somebody that's going to run around the field and make plays sideline to sideline.
He seems to have good instincts, and that seems to be something we've been missing maybe in large part on the defensive side the last few years.
Absolutely, especially at the linebacker position. We've had some players that were talented, and none the least, and God bless the coaches for doing the best that they can to prepare them. But I think that as far as athletics ability, we were a little behind.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, instinct.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was very impressive, and he's just going to get better. You know, again, physically, some of these guys that are playing as youngsters that have shown the ability, they're just going to get better physically and hopefully continue to thrive in the scheme, and maybe they'll be able to shore up some things and win some of those close games down the stretch here in the next couple of years.
How tough is that to be thrown in there like that, though?
Well, I guess it all depends on your high school system. Because me, myself, I came from a fairly major high school system. So having large crowds, of course, not 70, 80,000,
yeah,
was something that didn't bother me much. In fact, I think it helped me perform to a different level than I thought I could before then. So.
Did you play a lot early?
Yes, I played my freshman year. I started the first game, kick on all special teams. So,
okay,
right.
But Steve Conley was my predecessor, so I didn't get to play much on defense because he got drafted that year by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. So what's it like, I mean, for a freshman? I mean, by the end of the season, we always say, well, you're not freshman anymore at the end of the year. Do you feel that way? I mean, do you feel like you've grown up a lot, or you still feel like a freshman towards the end of the season?
It really depends on the summer. If they get to come in and do some good work in June before camp starts, just depends. I guess if they can get them on campus early is what makes the difference. You can go ahead and get that learning curve kind of knocked down a little if they get on campus early.
When did
Fayetteville kid, you know, he's a Fayetteville kid, so that probably did help him a lot.
What about for you? When did you get to campus?
I got to campus in June, actually. Okay. I was a part of a special engineering program for minorities.
Oh, really?
And they brought me in campus in June.
Show off. Doing
well,
hey,
man.
It started out that way, but I didn't go to class.
Uh-oh.
So.
I didn't either. That's how I ended up in broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we sit.
Here we are together.
Yes, well, that's cool because you know what? They don't give free pizza and wings to engineers, only to us guys on the radio. So I feel very happy right now.
It all worked out in the end.
We're blessed.
All right, well, we'll talk some more football with CJ as we go through. We're also going to get Jane over here in a minute. We'll do some birthday trivia. But, Nate, I want to ask you about Sync, and then we'll do a quick entertainment report.
Yeah.
21 favorite things, what we love about Central Arkansas. And who contributed? How did you come up with your final 21?
Well, we had everybody on the staff kind of chime in. Shay Stewart, Stephanie Maxwell, Emily Van Zant, Norma Edwards, and our photographer, Arshia Khan. We all kind of put our heads together. And those are the issues I really enjoy doing because I think it shows kind of our individuality. Everybody on the staff is different and has different things they like and have experienced. And I think with the burger issue that we did, we all kind of picked some burger places we liked. And this is similar to that. And you're going to see more of that, too. This is a fun one. And so we all kind of picked a couple of places that we have frequented that we like and then put them all together. And so that's this list that you have. And I think if you were to take these 21 things and go and do those, that you would see a pretty good representation of this city. We limit it pretty much to Little Rock. And so if you took that list and went out, I think you'd have a good time and you'd see a good variety of things around here. You know, me, some of the things that I like, and you know, I'm a family guy, so the zoo, we spend a lot of time there. That was something I felt comfortable writing about. Tailgating at War Memorial Stadium and Dickie Stevens Park, spend a lot of time there. So those are kind of my interests, but you also had Market Street Cinema. Shay likes to go there a lot. The Tales from the South events and Science After Dark, The Rep, which I did write. I do like to go to there, so.
We'll go through more of the listeners.
Sure,
let me get JK in here real quick. He wanted to chime in on Manzo. Hey, JK.
Hey, can you hear me? Justin, I'm in the woods, but can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I'm at Jim's Razorback Pizza, and I can hear you fine. It's amazing how we can make a connection from the woods to my favorite pizza joint in town.
Well, I love your show. How would you like to be a defensive coordinator and try to defense Johnny Manziel? He must drive defensive coordinators nuts.
Yeah, I don't imagine that's a whole lot of fun. Anybody who's a dual threat, especially when he's really good at both, those guys are very difficult to deal with, I would assume. We'll ask CJ about that in a second. But CJ, how would you like to chase down Johnny Manziel? Would that be a challenge, you think, for a defensive player?
For anybody,
yeah.
I would say. It takes a unit. But with the right game plan, everybody can be controlled. So.
Well, hey, CJ, I wish we had about 10 or 15 players like you because you were a football player, man. And
well,
I'll get off here. Have
all
a
right.
good day, Justin.
JK, you got anything yet?
Huh?
Have you got anything yet?
I've seen some dough, but no book.
Okay.
And, I'll talk to you later, though. Thank you.
All right, yeah, good luck. Let us know how how things are going. I saw in the Democrat Gazette today they had a few young people that had gotten their first deer of the year, so
Yeah. Tis
the season. But yeah, we were talking earlier, and I've gotten in debates with different people, Bill Vickery, who – I don't think he discounts the guy's, you know, difficulty as far as the pressure he puts on defenses, but he's just not a fan. And what about for you as far as NFL potential? And, again, a lot of this is guesswork, but what do you think how he projects maybe at the next level? He's certainly undersized.
It's tough because he's such a freelance artist. I mean, he's really kind of a wild card. You think about, like, Ben Roethlisberger, someone who performs to a more excellent level outside of the pocket. And when you pressure him, that's Johnny Manziel. You just never know. I mean, kind of like Russell Wilson. What's the other quarterback, Washington? Griffin.
RG3, yeah.
Those guys are one play away from missing eight games. You know, so NFL owners, they really take into account the longevity of your career.
Much like Wilson, though, it seems like, CJ, that he has a penchant for not getting hit, and he's able to get down, get by, or get out before he gets smacked.
You're right, and he possesses enough speed to get away from linemen and linebackers, but then also he doesn't take a lot of chances when he gets downfield outside the pocket, so it's pretty smart of him.
Yeah, well, he's a dangerous weapon without a doubt. We'll talk more about this top end and listen in a second here. I do want to call your attention, if you have a sync with you, to page 9, and I guess it was last week, Nate, that you were with me, and we were announcing the All-Arkansas Preps event, which is coming up next summer, June 7th, at the State House Convention Center. And Drew Brees, who I'm going to get a chance to see in person this weekend, is going to be the keynote speaker, which will be fantastic. I mean, that is going to be an unbelievable event. There aren't any public seats as of yet, but in May, if there are public seats available, those will go on sale then. And as we get the information at that point, we'll let you know. Also, you will see on there the ad for the First Security Ultimate Tailgate Party that we put on with some of our friends, including First Security. And those tailgate passes will be in the bank soon here. Those are free. All you can do is go by any of the First Security locations listed at 1037thebuzz.com. You can grab a tailgate party pass. Ralph, are the tailgate party passes out yet? Do we know? Yes, they are. Go to 1037thebuzz.com, and those tailgate party passes are available. You have to have one to get in the party. We're at the corner of Fair Park and Markham. It is the ultimate tailgate, and it is free. Live music, free food, bring your own beverages if you are looking for something other than soft drinks. But we will have a great time next Saturday. And it is an early start. 8 o'clock, we open the doors for our tailgate.
Nice.
We start broadcasting at 7:30. And, CJ, if you got your parka out and you want to come hang, love to have you on the pregame show if you want to come kick it with Baz and myself and whoever else shows up that early. So
I'll definitely be there. Are you bringing the wine?
I'm not going to be drinking that particular day, but normally I'd want to have a cocktail to try to warm up on a cold Saturday morning.
We'll work on some coffee.
Yes, there you go. Maybe we can spice that up with something, so we'll see how that goes. But back to your list, Nate, here.
Yeah, just like I said, just a variety of things. You've got some of the things that I like that are different than what...
Is this Central Arkansas only or statewide?
It was Little Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, we narrowed it down to Little Rock. And so you see in here that, you know, the river and trail bridges, I mean, it's outstanding. We did an outdoors issue, and just the things that we have here, the resources that in the city limits... Two Rivers Park, Maumelle Park, Pinnacle Mountain. There's a lot of great things. And then Shay writes about the bridges and the trails that connect, and he likes that. Kickball Association, one of the more unique sporting leagues in the entire country. And I think other people are kind of picking up on that. But Larry Betts does a great job. I mean, I was in that when it first started. And to think that that's, you know, not only kept going but just expanded. And then they do a lot of great things for the community, giving back. So you see some of the dining things in here too, and I don't know if you've ever eaten at the Asher Dairy Bar.
Nope.
One of the more if you're from here and kind of grew up in that area, everybody knows about it. It's kind of a hidden gem. My wife grew up down in that area and took me there. One of the best cheeseburgers you're going to get, big cheeseburger, and then you wash that down with banana split when you get done. And kind of that old school dairy bar fare, you know?
Sure.
And so wrote about that. So really didn't leave any stone unturned. I mean, that's what I was proud of, it is that you look at this and you say, this looks interesting, and talks about what you can, you know, the details of it, and go out and do it and have a good time.
That'd probably sound better if I hadn't eaten almost a whole pizza and 14 wings. I mean,
you want to get a banana split delivered over here?
Normally I'd be great, but I'm pretty stuffed right now. There's also the strangest picture in the history of the world of Pink, the pop artist, on page 23. She's in some sort of swing getup, and she, by the way, has the gnarliest feet.
I'm a fan.
Of all the pop stars.
She does have
CJ, I don't know about this shot. I don't want to see her gnarly feet, but I like Pink's music.
Yes.
I don't know that I find Apparently, her overly attractive.
She does a lot of the aerial. She does acrobatics and stuff.
I think she's trying to take the fact
Cirque du Soleil type stuff.
She's ugly and has a terrible haircut, but her music is really good, and she's going to be at Verizon on what day?
Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Sunday night, yep.
Okay, I'm going to be hanging out in New Orleans, so you guys have fun with that. Other good stuff from around town. So, yeah, check out this week's edition of Sync.
Dining review on the little Greek restaurant.
Weekly, Okay. So. That's a good deal.
Go out and pick it up. We appreciate the support. We've grown by leaps and bounds, and couldn't do it without the audience. And appreciate the Buzz listeners, especially. A lot of feedback from them, so thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Let's go to a little entertainment here, Matt, briefly, if we can. I'm going to get through these as quickly as possible. Watch me work. Now, I think we can all agree Mariah's awesome.
Yes.
Whether you like Pink or don't like